Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way. Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Deontre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you joined in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, you already know the vibes. Okay. Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. My loves, today we have another affirmations episode. I know y'all love these. Okay. So I decided to pop into my content calendar and make sure that we have enough affirmation episodes going out this year for y'all to enjoy. So today we're doing affirmations for calling in your best self. I figured that was incredibly fitting considering we are still in January, okay? I think by the time y'all are listening to this one, it'll be the last day of January. But you know, Mercury just went direct. Mars just went direct. We are tapping into that vibrant, beautiful, productive energy as we like dive into the new year. It feels like now we're actually getting into the new year. And if you don't listen to my energy report episodes, I mean, what are you doing, first of all, okay? But second of all, if you don't listen to those episodes, Mars going direct and Mercury going direct is this beautiful energy of us like just getting our shit together. Like that's the best way that I can explain it. It's that energy of like, okay, I'm making my to-do list. Like, what do I gotta do? What are my goals? What are my next steps? Like, let's go. No time to sleep. Just kidding. We're sleeping. We're resting. Okay, we're resting. We're balancing, guys. Okay, we're balancing the things, but it's that beautiful, just like kind of like get up and go energy. And I love that for me. I love that for you. And I love that for this particular affirmations episode. I am just like, I am so happy. Okay. I am living my best life and I'm so happy. And I don't know, like I said it in a few of the episodes so far, but I feel like this year, there's something different about this year. Maybe it's the fact that astrology is saying that Taurus and Aries are main characters this year. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because Aquarius is also having a beautiful couple of months, beautiful season. And I'm also an Aquarius rising. I don't know if it's just the astrology. I don't know if it's the energy. I don't know if it's the Dallas sun hitting, but I am just so incredibly grateful for this year. And I feel like it's just some beautiful things that are going to unfold and manifest this year. I've been listening to Happiest Year of My Life. It's the Sam, I'm gonna like mispronounce this, but it's like the Sam Felt remix. I've been listening to that on repeat, and songs are like an incredibly powerful way to manifest, because y'all ever know when you listen to a song and it just has you feeling some things, like you're feeling the chills, you're feeling like you're either crying, you're laughing, it's bringing you back to a specific memory, it's bringing you back to a specific moment of your life. Music is so powerful. And when I listened to that song, I was put onto that song this weekend. Okay, I'm a little late to it, so y'all already might know this one. But whenever I listen to that one, it just makes me feel so incredibly grateful for the things to come this year. And it feels as if I am literally speaking that happiness and joy, the blessings over everything to come in this year. And I don't know, know. I'm just so excited. I feel like, you know, I was having a conversation with someone this weekend about bamboo. Y'all know the story of bamboo, how it's like, you know, for years and years and years when bamboo's growing, you won't see anything, right? It's like, it literally will look like nothing is happening. It'll look like you're watering just the earth and there's nothing actually going on. There's no growth. And then I forget, you know, which year it is, but in one of the years when the bamboo is ready to shoot up out of the ground,
it shoots up.
But then not only does it shoot up and, you know, sprout, but it grows so massively tall. It just literally, it's like all of the effort, all of the watering, all of the nurturing that you were putting into that bamboo that you didn't see, you know, the progress on, that you didn't see the effort on, that you didn't see anything happening with, it all manifests and it all sort of shows itself in that year. And I'm getting this feeling, and I don't know, maybe, yeah, you know, maybe this is just me being delusional, but I don't care. Because one thing about me, I'm a be delusional, baby. I'm gonna live my best life and be delusional. But I just feel like it's giving that vibe. It's giving the vibe of like so many of the things that we have been watering and nurturing and putting time and effort into, the healing, the growth, the taking care of ourselves, the doing the tough shadow work, the having the hard conversations, the setting of the boundaries, like all of these things that it seems like we've been doing them over and over, putting in so much time and effort and doing them and not really seeing as much progress as we like to see. I feel like this is going to be the year where we really start to see a lot of that. And I feel like in the past few years, I have seen a lot of that kind of manifesting slowly, you know, more opportunities coming in, more just growth. And it's been that slow and steady growth, which I'm so incredibly grateful for, because, you know, slow and steady growth is still growth. It's still upward movement. It's still progress. But I do feel like this is going to be a year where we see a lot of things kind of come in, almost like the, how do I describe it? It's like just like the blessings flowing in so fast, so quickly, and so beautifully. Another conversation I was having with a friend that I kind of want to get into, and we're probably going to get into this in another episode, because I'm having Tolu back on the podcast. I had her on, I think it was over a year ago, because I remember I was at my last apartment. So Tolu is coming back, okay? That was such a beautiful conversation with her, and I'm so excited to have her back on. But we were chatting yesterday, catching up, as we do. Okay, little girls chat, little tea being spilt. I was having my iced mocha latte and some Cadbury chocolate as we had our conversation, and it was so good. But we were catching up on our weekends, because we're both just going through a lot of similar things in this particular season of life. So it's been really great to have a friend who, like, we're going through similar things and we can have those conversations and really relate to each other on such a deep level. I mean, I think that's the nature of friendships, right? There are times when you're going through something that your friend isn't going through and vice versa, and you know, you're supporting them or they're supporting you. But those times where you have a friend who's going through something that's so similar as you, and when y'all can connect on that deeper level, it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for her support in that conversation. But we were talking about how, you know, there isn't a lot of conversation about the times where you're receiving the things that you have prayed for so long. And instead of you opening your arms up and opening your heart up and really inviting those blessings in, you kind of start to self-sabotage and you kind of start to panic and question, is this really happening? Is this really real? Am I really deserving of this thing? Why is this happening to me? And it's like, it's so wild, because again, you could have spent years, you know, months, weeks, whatever, praying for that thing, manifesting that thing, calling it in. And when it comes, you can still be so afraid to let it in, because you're like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? And I made an Instagram post yesterday, last night actually, and this was one of the things on there. I was talking about things that we're calling in for 2023. And one of the things I mentioned is that we're calling in being more open to receiving our blessings, being more open to understanding that we are deserving of this thing. When the time comes for you to get what you're deserving of, right? When the time comes for you to receive your blessings, when the time comes where your manifestation is showing up, know that you deserve it. Know that you've put in the work. Know that divine timing is on your side. And as much as it can seem so, you know, random, or as much as you can start to have that self-doubt and feel like, am I deserving of this? Like, what have I done to really, to to have this experience. Like, as much as you can kind of want to doubt it and, you know, self-sabotage and push it away because you feel like, no, I need more time. I need to get ready. I'm not there yet. You are there. If it's showing up right now for you, you are there. You are literally there. And, you know, it is kind of like, it's such a paradoxical thing to say that one would be afraid of opening themselves up to receive something that they have prayed for so long, but it does happen. And don't feel guilty. I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, feel guilty if you need to feel guilty, or feel guilty if that's what you're feeling authentically in this moment. But also know that it is a normal thing to kind of have that doubt when things start showing up for you, especially if you have seen it happen for so many people around you and you've questioned whether or not it could happen for you, and you've questioned when it would happen for you. When it does start to happen, it is normal to have that doubt. It is normal to feel fear. It is normal to have this like knee-jerk reaction of wanting to push it away. But just know, I want you to know that you are 111% deserving of this. And if it wasn't your time, it wouldn't be coming for you right now. Okay. So I don't know. I know that, like, you know, life is ups and downs, and, you know, we're going to have the highs. And then obviously there are the moments for the lower moments, and, you know, it's just that is life. It's never fully up and stays there forever for the rest of your life and everything like that. But I think in this moment, in this particular chapter, this month has been so rewarding and so beautiful. And it's been a crazy month. Like, it's been so busy at work. I've been working a ton because I've been, you know, obviously pumping out content here, working my 9-to-5, which has gotten busier. My team is growing, so managing more people at my 9-to-5, pumping out content on YouTube because I've made a promise to myself of a minimum, you know, number of uploads I want to do on YouTube this year. So making sure to be disciplined with that. So I have been on YouTube. If you're subscribed over there, you would have seen I've had a couple of videos go up and some shorts go up as well. There's just been a lot going on. Sometimes I do struggle with my productivity, and on the days where I have a ton of things on my to-do list, which is basically every single day, this is where the sponsor of today's episode comes in, so Magic Mind. Y'all have heard me talk about Magic Mind before. I am in love with their product. So Magic Mind is the world's first productivity drink, and it's perfect for basically everyone. So entrepreneurs, writers, content creators, just anyone that could benefit from focused work during their day without that wired feeling of caffeine. Again, between balancing my 9-to-5 and content creation, I just need to be dialed in throughout the workday. I need to be focused. I need to be checking things off my to-do list and doing so in an efficient manner. Before taking Magic Mind, it would be a little bit hard to focus. Like, so I'd be doing one work task and then I would jump to another thing and jump to another thing. And I feel like it was taking me so long to get things done because I was bouncing in between tasks and not necessarily staying focused. And after taking Magic Mind, I noticed that that was completely different. So I'll be able to like make my to-do list, go through, y'all know I time block, but it's just basically been easier for me to stay on task with my time blocking and stay on task with what I need to do. Another benefit that I've noticed is just the energy, like just being able to sustain my energy throughout the day instead of feeling like I'm starting off the day with like all this energy to bounce around. And then by the time it's 5 o'clock, I am just drained. I feel like my energy is sustained throughout the day. So not only can I get things done in the morning, be productive, but midday and also afternoon, I'm still able to get a lot of things done. I'm still able to put a lot of meetings on my calendar and just basically make sure that I'm thoroughly balancing my 9-to-5 and content creation again in an efficient manner. But I'm super excited because I have a code for y'all, so you can try Magic Mind too and experience what I've been experiencing. So you can get 20% off your first time purchase of Magic Mind or 56% off a subscription if you go to magicmind.co/manifestdaily. That's magicmind.co/manifestdaily and use the code manifestdaily at checkout. Again, that will get you 20% off a first-time purchase of Magic Mind or 56% off a subscription. That's magicmind.co/manifestdaily and use the code manifestdaily at checkout. I'm going to have everything linked down below for y'all, but truly Magic Mind has become such a staple in my routine. And I feel like if you try it, it's also going to become a staple in your routine. So thank you again to Magic Mind for sponsoring today's episode. And yeah, I just hope y'all love it when you try it. So as I was saying, between balancing everything, between my 9-to-5 content creation and also just like trying to stay on top of my health and wellness, just all of the things. It's just been an insane month of like go, 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 just completely, you know, doing a lot. But it's also been such a beautiful month where I feel so incredibly blessed. Like there are times where let me go back for a second and just say that this weekend I was feeling such a surge of like gratitude that I was like wanting to cry every 2 seconds. It was just like a lot, okay? And I'm feeling that as I want to get the sentence out, I'm feeling myself getting emotional seeing it. And that's a thing. Like I want to really allow myself to feel these emotions, especially, you know, how strong they are. But this weekend in particular, I was feeling a lot of gratitude, and I have been feeling a lot of gratitude this month. And as I was saying, there have been moments where I've doubted God. And, you know, whether you believe in God or use a different label, whatever that looks like for you, everything is welcomed here. But I will say I use the label God. And, you know, I'm really proud of that relationship that I've been continuing to nurture with myself and source, with myself and God. And there are times where I've had my doubts, or I get frustrated and I get angry and I'm just like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? I feel like I'm doing all the right things, and I feel like I'm putting in all of this work. And sometimes I feel like I don't see the progress in the way that I feel like I see it happening for others. And that can lead to frustration, right? But I think in this weekend, I was given, one, the opportunity to see how blessed I truly am. And then two, I was able to have conversations that reminded me that I am making progress, right? That things are happening. And it was sort of that shift of perspective and that shift of like, yes, like lean back into that gratitude, lean back into knowing that things are happening for you and things are going to continue happening for you. And like, just seeing God show up in a complete, like not even a completely different way, because that's not doing God justice, okay? But just, I was shown like this is why you have to wait. This is why you had to wait. And this is why for some of the things that you feel aren't happening, this is why you have to wait. And it's just a reminder that if you are patient and if you trust and if you continue to do the things that you in your like deepest heart of hearts know is the right thing, know are the things that are aligned with your path. If you continue to do those things, oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I think you probably just heard a notification on my computer. So sorry, I thought I had it muted. But if you continue to do the things, right, the things that you know are right, and you continue to have that faith, I promise you, you will see exactly why things may have taken a little bit longer, and you will see exactly why you had to wait. So grateful to have you here, so grateful to have you tuned in listening, and I really hope that 2023 is starting off just as beautifully for you, and that you are seeing just how amazing this year is going to be for you. Because I promise you, it's going to be an amazing year, even with the ups and the downs. Okay. It's going to be an amazing, amazing year. So I don't want to keep y'all waiting. We're going to dive into the affirmations. Oh, okay. Baby girl, be quiet. I just muted it. It's my calendar. Y'all know I time block. I'm going to do an episode on how I balance 9-to-5 content creation, all the things. And time blocking is like one of my biggest tools and tips. So throughout the day, I will constantly hear that little ping from Google reminding me that I have something coming up and that I got to wrap something up. So that's what that was. So I do recommend listening to the affirmation episodes multiple times. They are amazing when listened to over and over and over again. But if you are coming back to this episode a little bit later, I will have a timestamp down below that you can fast forward to dive right into the affirmations and skip the intro, especially if you're listening to this a second, a third, possibly a fourth or fifth time. So grab yourself a little bit of water, my love. Affirmation episodes are best listened to if you are in a very quiet and safe space. Do not recommend listening to the affirmations for the first time, at least when you're driving, I really think it's good if you can get into kind of, you know, almost like a meditative state, just kind of sitting down, relaxing. I love to listen to these before bed. I also really like listening to these in the morning when I'm getting ready and I'm kind of like doing my morning routine. And I can have them playing and I can sort of like, you know, listen in and repeat them as I'm getting ready. So yeah, so grab yourself some water. Stay hydrated, of course. I've been doing my best to stay hydrated. I do not have any water next to me right now. I need to grab some. But grab your water, maybe grab a little bit of a snack, settle into your environment, whether that be on your bed, whether you're doing your morning routine, or we're wrapping up your evening together. And let's go ahead and dive into more affirmations for calling in your best self this year and beyond. I am highly blessed and favored. I am highly blessed and favored. The life that I dream of living is in the cards for me. The life that I dream of living is in the cards for me. I deserve to live a life that is aligned with my greatest desires. I deserve to live a life that is aligned with my greatest desires. I deserve to create a happy, prosperous, and abundant life. I deserve to create a happy, prosperous, and abundant life. I invite opportunities for growth that will help me attract all of my greatest desires. I invite opportunities for growth that will help me attract all of my greatest desires. I am patient with myself in the process of manifesting the best version of myself. I am patient with myself in the process of manifesting the best version of myself. Each day I wake up, I'm grateful for the high vibrational people, opportunities, and experiences that I attract. Each day I wake up, I'm grateful for the high vibrational people, opportunities, and experiences that I attract. I get to do what I love, and I love what I do. I get to do what I love, and I love what I do. I am walking in my purpose and so incredibly grateful to do so. I am walking in my purpose and so incredibly grateful to do so. I make high vibrational choices every day that are aligned with my highest self. I make high vibrational choices every day that are aligned with my highest self. I am always co-creating more joy, abundance, and beautiful experiences in my life. I am always co-creating more joy, abundance, and beautiful experiences in my life. Okay, my loves, so that is the affirmations episode. I really hope that y'all enjoyed these affirmations. More to come in February and for the rest of 2023, of course. And yeah, thank you, my loves, for tuning in, for listening to this episode, for spending some time with me. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your Tuesday and, of course, a beautiful week. I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye, my loves.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.